Hey guys, and welcome to this week's episode of the Nollywood Rambler. This week we discussed the new 2024 release called Japa, and a time was had. It was quite a fun episode. We had a lot of fun talking about it and talking about other stuff in general. As always, there are timestamps in the description if you would like to skip over certain bits of the episode and go straight to the review. Don't forget to like, subscribe, let us know what you think in the comments below, and yeah, enjoy. Oh, happy
Any,
International Women's Day in Arias.
oh yeah, that was yesterday.
It was yesterday. Child, I made a whole film for it. It was so stressful.
Did oh yes, I saw. Wait, was it a film? Oh wait,
Well, everything is a film, as far as I'm concerned at this point in my life.
yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I didn't feel
Yeah, it
it.
was cute.
My office did not
My
even
dear.
acknowledge it a little bit.
Wow, the audacity.
I
The only reason I felt
know.
it was because one, like we did the film and it came out yesterday, and then like the day before we have like this like company-wide meeting like twice a month on Thursday, and some I got roped into talking and like doing a bit of a presentation, and because the theme was on the inclusion and everything, we've been living and breathing international music for 4 weeks,
Yeah.
and like yay, love it, we get a day, but like can we get more, please, thank you. Just saying.
Same way, especially when it comes to like things that's just like one day celebration. I really
Yeah.
don't yeah. I mean, it's
It
nice,
is.
but yeah, this week was pretty just there in terms
It
of
was a week.
like,
Oh, I have started packing though, so I'm proud of myself.
oh, congrats. Congrats.
Thank you.
It's better to do those things in bits because if you don't, you're just going to get overwhelmed.
Yeah, I've just said it every weekend until further notice. I'm going to be putting
Yeah.
things away and like putting donation piles and like what's going to who piles and things like that. Just get it out of the way. I have so much attachment.
It's good.
No,
Imagine
but I
taking
don't need
attachment
it
back
anymore.
to Nigeria. Exactly. Imagine taking attachment back to Nigeria. That's crazy. Like, for what reason?
I pulled out my drawer and I started taking, I texted my friend and I was like, you and your sister need to come and get this shit because I'm not carrying it with me.
Like, why would you
I
take
don't need
attachment
it.
back to
And I haven't
Nigeria?
braided my hair this year. So I'm just looking at it like, why do I have 10 packs of Express?
That's so funny. No, but yeah.
Insanity. I feel like we need to skip Nolly Baby update this week because, child, I wasn't even paying attention to the movies that are coming out this week
Yeah,
for
we
two
didn't really
reasons.
have
One,
compared
a
to
lot of
last
things were
week.
repeats. Exactly. A lot of things were repeats. And also, a lot of the stuff that I've been seeing are like posts about things that are in production, about things that are like, you know, will be coming out this year. It's like far, far away. But the only one that I did notice that that seemed sort of interesting to me, and I don't remember if I talked about this one last week, but there's two. One is called Baby Farm. I can't remember what the other one is called, but it's something about Nigerians living in India, which I was like, okay.
No, I didn't see either one of those. So we haven't spoken about them yet, but I'm sure like
Okay.
next week we'll have no baby updates. We had a lot last week, so I'm happy to
Yeah.
skip this week.
Ciao.
Before we get
Oh.
into this week's episode or this week's poll, last week's poll, I have a quick
Sight.
aside, yes, Skinny Girl in Transit.
Oh, you've been watching. Oh, speaking of your side, when I don't your side, I have my own side.
Because I didn't bring it up. I didn't think about it up for like 2 weeks because nothing
You
sprang
haven't, no
up.
more actually, because we haven't discussed it in a while since we came
And
to
I've been
Paris.
watching every week. There's really nothing to bring up. This
Really?
season, for the fact that people were requesting in a different, like another season, right?
Yeah.
People were really like, oh, they miss Skinny Girl in Transit, Big Bang Skinny Girl in Transit, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
For that reason alone, right? If it was like something like Anikulapu now that nobody asks for a series, I can even understand them. But like, you know that you want it. Why
Yeah.
just fall out of hand? I was just like, Every episode is so underwhelming. Like, what is going on?
Oh,
It's
that's
back to
sad.
like their style from like season two, three, where it's like just 20 minutes long episodes and nothing
Yeah.
really happens. Maybe like three things happen. Oh, okay, this last episode, Didi and her boyfriend had a fight. Mide and Tiwa want to Japa last episode. We still don't know if they're going to Japa. Like they're just dragging things. Just
Did he have
like
so much money? Where is he just flying to? Why is he, what is he, where is he going? Did he was
his own thing is that he wants to raise his son in the US because he doesn't think Nigeria is, which
Sir, you
is
have all the money in the
understandable.
world. There are so many private schools.
No, it's still understandable because it's not just about like private schools. Like, there's a reason why people bring their kids here. It's not just, oh, you can afford private schools. You also want them to have the benefits that they will get, like
Yeah, I
being
see that.
here, right? It's just so underwhelming. Thank God Simini has stopped showing his face. Maybe they fired him because I prayed to God of heavens that I stop seeing that boy's face. That's gonna get drastic. Him and Shalewa Shah had a fight and they broke up
I thought
again.
they
So
broke up.
we hadn't seen we had we haven't seen him since that week I made that whole did that whole rant. So thank God. God hears my prayers. Because I was tired. Honestly, if I had seen one more episode, I might have just stopped watching. But then again, I might not have stopped watching because I'm just I sometimes I just have a weird attachment to some of these things and I just watch it because I've already started watching it.
Yeah.
But now they replaced him with somebody else because now she has a new love interest. And that love interest, like he's
Oh
just a
God.
fine boy, acting zero. Where's that person, please? He's fine, no. He's fine. But like this is how you know that he's doing such a bad job because I literally
Yeah.
had no interest in knowing what his real name is. I don't even know what his
Who he
name is on
was.
the show. Like I can't even remember.
Wow.
He's just a fine boy. This is when she comes like, so I have a delivery for your mom. Can you help me speak to her? And she's like, you turned me into a dispatch writer. Yeah, my mom has something like, well, if that is what it takes to talk to you, I was like, what's going on here? The accent is so terrible. How do you know what it feels like to me? And I know this is not what's happening, but this is exactly what it feels like. It feels like they are reading off a teleprompter. Or worse, it feels like they literally have a script up for them like this and they're like
Cue
reading
cards.
it. Exactly, cue cards. I'm just like, what exactly is going on? Wait, like no skin, like for the fact that people actually wanted them to come back. It's like we're like,
Yeah.
you want us to come back, Abby? We'll show you that you shouldn't have wanted us to come back in at all. So don't ask us for a season. It's don't disturb after this one, don't disturb us again. Once they finish this one, once they finish this one, we just tell them, oh yeah,
You
thank you.
dragging and Danny by yourself.
I said, oh yeah, thank you. Oh, thank you. It's okay. Please stop. Just stop. The only person that's making me happy in this entire season is Wusi, and that's not even because she's doing awesome. It's
We'll
just
see
because
one Coco.
she's doing less bad than everybody else. I don't understand. So, and obviously, their mom. I love that woman. I can't remember her name. Ngozi something.
Yes, Kebebe, Tio Lebebe. Rich, is
Exactly.
that,
She's
no,
like,
is her name Ngozi? I can't remember what her name is.
yeah, Ngozi was something like that. I can't remember her name, Sha. But yeah. So thank how because God answered my prayer with Timini. Let me just put it out there in the universe. Please just give us one more episode and round this up. Just stop. Thank you. Okay. I
Onto
just
my
need
side.
closure. I need closure.
So,
I need to
you know how I
move
said I've been packing?
on.
Because I've been packing, I was like, you know what? Let me do what you normally do with things that you just watch in passing. And I started watching Anikulapo.
Oh, you can't watch
I can't
Anikulapo
tell you
in
what's going
passing.
on because
You can't.
oh, you can. Trust me, you can do what I've been doing. It's just playing.
No, but you will not even like it's so
That,
like
you know,
what's going
that's
on?
the point. I don't need to know what's going on. It's just on.
Really?
Like, I'm like maybe midway through episode three, and I feel like even if I was paying attention, I still
You
wouldn't understand
tried.
what's going on. So I'm happy.
You tried that you got to episode 3. Let me tell you, thank you for bringing up Anikulapu because I wanted to, but I just forgot. I tried watching Anikulapu like 3 times, and this was the progression, right? The first time I tried watching it was like by myself, and I just couldn't, like, not like I couldn't keep up, but I was just so bored. Like, I was like, oh my gosh. The part that, like, from the very first scene, I was already upset because I don't like it. Like, he is obviously the main character. That is why he did not have white powder on his face. That is why he looked different from all the other ghosts. That is why he's the only one asking questions. So all these
I don't
other ghosts, they've been here
understand.
before, Abi. That's why
They're
they know.
just going.
So they've been here before. They know what's going on. Nobody
Monkey
else
see,
has any
monkey
questions.
do.
Oh God. I was like, oh my God, I was so irritated.
There was this tweet I saw where one guy was like that they used a white man to play the angel entering heaven, and I'm
White
like,
man.
are you,
Are you
what are you
blind?
talking about? I forgot his name,
Angel,
but
because
I was
next
looking at the man and I was like, "Oga, we know you now. We know you well." And then
yes, now he's
my
in
G is like
proper.
full on rant. He's in
Yeah.
Gangs of Lagos. This guy full on rant about
Obviously,
how they're using a white actor. I was
how is he
like,
white? Like, even besides, like, he's not even white, but please,
okay.
please. Oh, albino. Jesus, I've been no angel. I don't even know what that was. I didn't even want to think about that one too much because if I did, I'd just be so irritated. I'd already seen it in the trailer, so I was just like, okay, cool, whatever. I was expecting that. Then I think I stopped, but when I was watching myself, I stopped when he had killed the third. He had killed the third guy. That's the person that played that was played by Lai Wasabi, and I just stopped because I was just so bored, like. So I said, okay, you know what? Let me look for somebody to ginger me. Let me look for somebody that I can work this with. I can ginger me, my grandmother, right? My grandmother watches Yoruba Nollywood. That is, sorry, Yoruba Nollywood is the worst, worst form of
Also, she watches Yoruba Nollywood on YouTube.
on
Let's be very
YouTube.
clear about this.
Thank you on YouTube. That's what I meant to say. There's this channel that she watches on YouTube, and I remember the name, oh, I forgot it, you know. And like, you know how last week I was saying that I enter watching Nollywood movies with no expectations. Literally, if you're watching Yoruba Nollywood movies on YouTube, you have to like bury your expectations deep down, 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 six, in fact, 20 feet.
Very. Just
Bury
don't
your
have
expectations.
any. When you
Like,
start watching them, just
zero.
act like you're going. You know when you
Oh.
watch all those little children mindless cartoons that make them happy,
Exactly.
make them happy. But like
Exactly.
you are watching it like, what's this nonsense that big?
Exactly.
Just go do
So
that. Think
that's
about Miss
how
Rachel's of the world.
that's how my grandmother watches, you know, Yoruba. So I was like, you know what? Let us watch this movie together. You know, as we're watching, we'll be gisting. I'll be asking her, like when they said Akudaya, I was like, what does that mean? She was explaining to me like Yoruba culture, what does it mean? But so like the whole point was she should ginger me, right? Bro. After that whole the only conversation we had was Akudaya. Before I knew it, my grandmother was sleeping.
Grandma, suck this
I
up.
said, Grandma slept. So then I tapped. I was like, oh, Grandma, do you want to go into the, because we're in the sitting room. I was like, Grandma, do you want to go into the room? You're tired. She was like, no, that she's still trying to stay awake, that she's not yet ready to sleep. I was like, oh, so it's a movie that's making you sleep. I said, okay, oh. So she woke up. We watched like 2 episodes. Me, I now dozed off. Correct, this is what burst my brain. Let me tell you what burst my brain. Me, I dozed off. When I woke up, she had changed it to Yoruba Nollywood. YouTube. You're not enjoying the movie. She said, she was like, she'll watch it another time. I bet that she don't know what to watch it now.
But
You
you
will
know what
see
I will
this.
say though? The world building and the costumes are actually really
Oh,
amazing.
they're so
So
beautiful.
you know one thing that annoyed me? You know how all the women, their outfits aren't shaved, right? Fair enough. Please, why did they glue hair instead of just telling people to grow it out?
The glue
Because I
of the
saw
hair
it
was so obvious, and the hair was always
and
moving.
I was like,
It was never the same.
because it wasn't glued down properly
Exactly.
now. So I feel like they used got to be and then the heat was making it come off.
Exactly.
Because like I was like, you guys just didn't just say, oh, don't get a wax, don't shave. Like, it's not hard. Also, you are filming consecutively every day for X amount of period. Just say don't shave for the entire duration of filming. Like, because it's not saving method acting, that's just taking one for the team. Like, anyway,
Anyway,
I tired
so
of that because if you get into it too deeply, it will turn into a whole different review.
yes, please. Anyway, so some people actually enjoyed watching Anikulak, but I'm sure like it's not a bad
I'm happy
movie.
for
It's
them.
not a bad movie.
Not saying it's bad, I'm just saying I was
It
bored
was just
and I didn't
incredibly
understand what was going on.
boring. It was just incredibly boring. And it
And the
wasn't
storyline
necessary.
was incredibly confusing.
It just wasn't necessary. That's just my own take. As a viewer, if you tell me to come and write the script for you, I cannot write. So don't come and say, hey, come and show us what you can do. Oh yeah, I cannot do it. But you that you say you can do it, you're not doing, that's the point. So yeah, do we have let's do the poll for last week.
So let me report myself.
Okay.
Let me report myself
You didn't do a
because I have to
poll.
report myself. You see, I did not. And let me not lie, it was a two-part thing. One, I just couldn't with the film, so I just didn't. And two, I thought that I was busy this week because I was angry. Then I was like, no, you shouldn't do that. Then work got busy and then I forgot.
No, that's fine.
But really and truly, it's the film's fault.
I mean, I don't
I'm blaming the film.
blame you. I didn't catch that you didn't. I would have done it if I noticed. But yeah,
I know you didn't notice.
I didn't notice. And I was also very busy this week. Like, I didn't even check. It's so funny because I think I only checked the analytics like a couple of times this week, which is so unlike me. But this week here was very, very busy for me. I had some exams and work was also very busy. So yeah,
Yeah.
from Spotify,
Perfect.
the poll was we had it was great, they tried, I tried, and not for me. And the majority of our
Yeah.
votes went to I tried because honey, it was a try. It
It
was a
takes the
trial
grace
and
of God and
error.
trial. See, the
We
grace
went
of the
through
Lord covers us all that watch this movie.
trials and tribulations. Just watching that movie, God forbid.
Ciao.
Oh my God. Okay, so do you want to do the movie summary? Or with honor.
Mezu discovers he's trapped in a time loop in Nigeria. To his surprise, his colleague, Kamsi, is in the same predicament. Together with friends, Tobe, Wasiu, and Shola, they unite to break free from the time loop. Now, before we say anything, the idea of a time loop in a Nigerian movie is crazy to me. Like, when it started and I realized that was what was going on, I was like,
Let me tell
audacity.
you, I'm so happy that I didn't read that synopsis before I started watching it because
Same.
how I found out it was a time loop. Like I had no clue. When he woke up the second time and he was like, oh, that was a weird dream. I was like, really? And then when it happened the third time, I was like,
A
whoa.
dream,
I was like, whoa. The
and then
third
they
time
now
was when
did
I was like,
the
oh.
Japa to America, Kini did failed time loop. I was like, what?
I was like, okay. Okay, I love how I found out that it was a time loop. The third time, like the third day, I was like, whoa, okay, this is happening.
We saw the ants, and I remember seeing the ants the first time on her table and thinking these things are relevant for some reason.
For a reason,
Couldn't
yeah.
figure out why, and then I forgot about it. So I love, and that's the thing that I think I talk about this all the time. making sure that everything ties back together, because you see the ants a bunch of times, and yes, they bite people here and there, but like it's not consequential enough that you're thinking back of your mind with these ants must
And
be
even the
important.
way the actors were directed to swat the ants away, it wasn't like they made it so significant, like we are swatting an ant. Like just very
Exactly. It's
random.
just
Like
like, ah, I'm going to break, I'm
how
going to
you as a normal human being will swat like an insect off your body, like, in passing. It wasn't like, oh, this is something I want you to know that this is significant. Look at us as we are killing ants on our body. No, it was so, you know,
break. What's killing fire ants?
I was like, interesting. Like something that's here and it's going to make sense and it's going to come back, but how? And it did. And it did. I was so happy with this
Let me not
movie.
lie, I'm a pessimist. I wasn't expecting it to come back. I was expecting them to forget. And then at the end of the film, I'm going to be asking you why the hell they were ants.
I thought that, honestly, you know what I thought the first time? I thought that she was like a. I was like, so this is my thought, yeah. Like when I saw the end the first time, I was already disappointed because I was like, can we just make a simple movie for once? Does he have to have like the woman being like the cult leader of
Symbolism.
ants? What's going on? But
The cult leader of ants.
but when it started to make sense, I was so happy. Before we go into our likes and dislikes, can I just say that I really enjoyed how this movie made me feel. I was so happy with all, like, it was so symbolic. Every single thing that happened,
It
so
was so
symbolic. The message, so
cute.
clear. The message, like, this movie had a very clear message. I'm not even really into, like, I don't really care
Right?
whether a movie had a message or not. So far, it can entertain me. But the fact that one, I
Yeah.
was entertained so well, and two, it actually came with a message and actually, like, make me deep, like, the current situation of Nigeria and everything, like it was so deep. This movie was
Yeah.
so deep for me because if you really think about it, yeah. I was thinking about it, I was like, would a lot of people even understand what this movie maker is trying to say? I don't think a lot of people would deep it because
Yeah.
one, the guy was trying to Japan. They put him in a time loop because they said that he had like the order of things had been messed up with, like the things were no
Destructed.
longer balance,
Yeah.
right? And I feel like that's exactly what's going on in
Yeah.
Nigeria. People are leaving the country and the order of things are no longer balanced. Now, Moffat
Balance,
Duncan, what's
yeah.
his name? Zeno represents the government basically. Somebody that has so much
Yeah.
power and good people, that is basically Mezo, are leaving the country. Like his landlord said it,
Yeah.
like these are you are the kind of people that we need in the country. And leaving, like the country is losing people like you. The landlady said it, right? So that was very
Yeah.
symbolic. Like it's basically disrupting the balance. If good people are leaving, bad people are staying, right? And the
Are
time
you
loop
picking
was
up on
significant.
symbolism?
Honestly, I was catching every single thing they were throwing down. I was like, I hope people are going to catch this as well. So like the time loop was like trying one, it made him realize that he had to stay back by speak truth to power basically. A lot of us, we know that
Yeah.
it's important. It's just that I was like literally before I watched this movie, like a few days ago, my husband and I were talking about it and we're like, the problem is one of like few things. A lot of people that don't care about speaking truth to power,
Yeah.
or a lot of people don't have the courage to speak truth to power. And this movie was just very like clear in the sense that like the order of things have been so disrupted that once good people are leaving, who is going to stay back and build the
And fix
country,
it.
help the people that can't
Yeah.
help themselves, blah blah blah. Like it just, and it was entertaining too. So it wasn't like we just want to teach you a lesson.
Was so much fun.
It
And I
was so
love how
entertaining.
funny it was.
It was funny. The comedy. Let's get into what we liked about the movie. You start.
First things first, Lai. Let me explain why I said Lai specifically. I love Lai as a skit maker. I enjoy his skits. I find them very entertaining. I love his quick wit and his little play on words, all of that. It's
You
very
have some of
nice.
that here too.
I've seen him in a bunch of films. I felt like for a long time I was seeing him play himself. And I feel like in this one, he still sort of was himself, but you could tell that there was a bigger layer to it. Like he wasn't just the characters that he plays in his skits, which are very much just, like he wasn't the law. He wasn't
And I
Mr. I
think
forgot the
that
guy's name that
attributes
does the
I
multi-level marketing.
Let me know if you agree with this. I think that attributes as well with the directing. Because there was a consistency.
Genuinely,
There
that's
was
what
a
was,
consistency. And
yeah,
they
like
say
I
there's.
think that the director did,
Yeah.
exactly. They had the opportunity to like develop and build on things. And I like I said, this time loop thing, absolutely brazy to me. I think it's very audacious for a Nollywood movie because, one, I've never thought about it before, ever. But I like the audacity of the thought, and I like the execution of that audacity because it's one thing to say, oh, I'm going to do a time loop. It's another thing to keep it simple enough that it works. And I like the fact that for the first like 100-ish days, they spent all their time. Well, one of them spent her time learning all the different things known to mankind.
And
The other
killing
one
people.
spent his time after
She was
being
killing
and killing. Well, the killing happened after, but like after she first spent her time learning things and Mizu spent all his time, he first tried to figure out what was wrong. When he decided that's not working after he had died, he was like, you know what? Have a party. And he spent 8 something days partying until he got
spending
tired
all
of
his
it.
money he's spending all his money every day.
Exactly, like just having a good old time. I love the fact that, because let's be realistic, if you get stuck in a time loop and you know there's no way out of it and you don't know how to get out of it, will you not do whatever the hell you can?
Because
I'd
the
probably go
thing
rob a
is,
bank.
every
Will still
day,
wake up.
you wake up with the same amount of money. So every day he was waking up with like 1.2 million. Like he would sell his car
Yeah.
every day and get 1.2 million.
Yeah.
So he knows that tomorrow when I wake up, I'll see make 1.2 million. Let me go and
I'll
enjoy
still have
the
the
life.
1.2
Let me
million
go and
discount. Let me go and
jayo
enjoy it.
and the life of my head. Let me go and live the life that
I
God been
mean,
able to.
genuinely, I would go rob a bank because I mean, let's be real.
I
Even if
mean,
they catch me, I will wake up in my
he
bed.
was killed like how many times, please? He was killed like how many
They just kept
times?
pushing this poor guy. I loved how it was directed. I loved the storyline. I like how they kept it current in terms of like, you know, the way the people thought and like their thought processes and how they sort of covered each type of Nigerian to a certain extent, especially like type of Nigerians in Japa culture. Because like obviously like Tobe was the rich one who could have already left, but it's very expensive for him to take a whole family to another country. So he sent them ahead and he's forming, let me put one and two together. But really, he has realized that the upside to all of that is he can be a hoe. So he being a little hoe at the same time on the side, and I side-eyed him for that, but that's okay. There's Wasil that, well,
That one, yeah.
we thank God for his election. My dad said, I'm going to Germany through Libya. I died. What do you mean?
I know someone that came, I know someone that came to the US through Spain. The person's route was Spain, Mexico, and then the US. So, yeah. Yeah, it happens. So he first went to
That
Spain.
is awful. But like,
He went to Spain. He got into Mexico. Then he smuggled himself to the US. Like it was literally a smuggle. Yeah, like illegal, like cross the border. I don't know. It's crazy, right? It's crazy. Yeah.
okay. So yeah, I
So
love that. I
it
like the fact
usually
that Shola
happens.
was the pessimist of the group. Like I like the fact that the dynamic sort of covered each sort of type of person that wants to leave. I love the fact that Kamsi was very much a, if we all leave, who's going to fix it? So there was that outlier, which, you know, there always tends to be that outlier of like everybody wants to leave, but then there's always that one person that's like, okay, so if all of us now leave, then who's gonna close the door? Like, what's gonna happen next? I like the fact that Zeno wasn't one of those villains that was so grandiose and over the top and in your face
Like we hardly
that
saw him, but
like
we saw how
his
his
power was
effect.
forced.
Yes, we saw the effect
Exactly.
of his power, but we didn't even see him as much, which was
Like
really
I didn't need to
symbolic as
see him.
well. That was very
I
symbolic
you didn't need
because
to see him. You would see his thugs, you would see the effect of what he does. You didn't need to physically see him
Speaking
as
of
a
his
person.
thugs, one of his thugs, my friend, I saw like, ah!
You have your friends in.
Ah! Let me message this person. So you're doing Nollywood now? Okay,
Yeah, I
that's
talk.
a good one. I
You do
like it.
involve in thuggery?
You're doing involved in talkery. Okay, I like it. And he was like the main thug, the one that Zoe said,
Oh.
oh, God wants to see you. Yeah.
Wants to see you. But like I genuinely I appreciated the way it transpired. And I think that that time loop gave them the flexibility to do a lot of things that if you had done a struggle to try and get the visa, try and leave, and then the process of leaving for a Jaffa film would have been a lot less enjoyable, honestly. And like whatever hijinks would have gone on for it to go wrong would have almost been a slap in the face at how ridiculous it would have been. But this is like, it's all the ways that their Jaffa did not work was very clear, it was very obvious, it was in some cases it was light, it was very funny. And then you watch
I
it
just
progress. And
remember
you know my favorite
when immigration, exactly, that's what made me laugh when he was sleeping.
I
Immigration gave me
know.
flashlights.
And here's the thing, I was watching this morning and I feel like my family was sleeping when I was watching it. When that happened, I burst out laughing. I was hoping to God that I didn't wake up because I was
No,
like the way I screamed.
there's so many times I actually burst out laughing.
Let me tell you what my favorite scene in the whole film was. Actually, that's
Tell
true.
me, tell me,
The
tell me.
first one, when they decided that they found out who they're supposed to help, but there's that they think that the aunt now led them to Zeno's house, and she was like the wife. And she thought what she was supposed to fix was for her to come and apologize for sleeping with the husband. And the woman said, eh, I know. Oh, he told me, don't worry. And then she goes, the only thing you can do for me if you want to help me. He has taken me and my children's passport. You can steal it back for me. It's safe in his office. No problem. And then Madame is looking confused. And she said, she stood up, took off her glasses and slammed it on the floor and said, so you came here to come and ease your guilt? I was like,
No, everything I was thinking there, that was like, but they answered this in the question. So, for example, that one, because
yeah.
when she was like, oh, something about passport, I was like, why would you just have that? Then I realized that the woman was being sarcastic, like, you think you can help me?
Yeah.
Oh, you were not even trying to help me. You're trying, like,
You just wanted to come and make yourself feel
I
better.
was just thinking, I was like, why would you just open up like that? Okay, then another scene that I really enjoyed was when she was trying to tell her own friend that she'd been stuck in a time, and was like, tell me something that's a secret. And that one now looked at Blossom,
That as she
now you
told
now
her
said that
blossom.
one is the line that said, let her give something. Now
That
said, that
was
one is no guy's secret talk.
I died.
I first started laughing so hard. It was so funny. The way Lai said
Oh,
it was so funny. Some
the
other
start of
things
this
I
problem was
saw,
Wasu in the first place because
like,
stupid boy, he went to go and get his money stolen.
honestly. Then another part that I was thinking, I was like, so if Zeno's the problem, instead of helping everybody that Zeno, terrorized, just kill Zeno. And she
Yeah.
was like, that's not how to do it. And then she was like, she tried to kill him every day. I was like, oh, what the heck? That was so funny to me. I was like, was she?
And it was the montage of her trying to kill him. Loved it. She pushed him down the
So funny.
stairs. She stabbed him
So
so
funny.
many times.
Do you see Blossom Chukwuka's reaction? That guy was like, and I loved Blossom Chukwuka in this because they always have him acting
I mean, I love him in
swerve
everything.
guy. No, I love him. And I think he's one of those people that picks his roles because you don't see him all the time. And when you
Yeah.
see him, you like him, right? And I like that for him. See, the
Yeah.
thing is, I understand the need to like be in everybody's face and pick everything, but there's also something beautiful about being able to like pick what like accept roles
Pick
and
and choose and like
pick and
be
choose
what's it
and then
called?
be
Yeah.
good in what you like him in everything I've seen. But this one, I like the fact that he was like an Igbo guy and he wasn't trying to form an accent and he was supposed to be the butty of all of them, but he wasn't like having
Yeah.
an American accent. Nigeria, if you're butty, you have American accent. Like, it's possible to be butty and have an Igbo accent, have Yoruba accents. Like,
Yeah.
can be from a rich family and still have your native
I'm still
accent.
be
Like,
very Nigerian.
exactly. That's what we go in Nigeria. Well, no, in Nollywood, if you're butty, you must have lived in America. You cannot
Oh, you have to live abroad, darling. You
understand
have to
Yoruba,
either be in it or
understand
was
any.
up.
So I liked the fact that he was the butty one and he was the one like with the thicker accent. I liked all the
Yeah.
acting in this movie. First one, when that boy was crying, they really need better child
He's a little
actors.
boy now,
But that's what I'm not
Ofomolomole.
going to that's what I'm not going to do them dwell on it, but we need better children actors. I liked all
We
the
do.
acting. I liked everything. Like, I don't think there was like ever a point that I was like, Okay, yes. Let me tell you one part that
Mm-hmm.
was a bit underwhelming for me. I feel like could have been done
Yeah.
better, and I don't know whose fault it is, whether it's the character or the actor, was when at the end Zeno was like when they all like stood up to Zeno and he just walked out. It was a bit underwhelming for me. I was just like, ugh.
I mean,
Like he
if
was
you think
Anthony. I was
about
just
what
like,
then happens next, or if you think about what happened right after that, I'm fine. Like, I didn't really,
yes, it
I
was
felt
like
and I was like,
it
but
was
then immediately
the end.
after.
Yes, the end made up for what happened, but at the end of the day,
Yeah.
like there was a build up, and then it was just like, and then it went back up.
Yeah.
I feel like
Yeah.
his own reaction could have been, because he just said, "I'll be back," something like that. I feel like he could have been more, "I'll be back" type of thing, like a
Well, see,
villain.
that's the thing, though. I feel like if given that his character was supposed to be one of those villains that you felt, and he didn't have to do too much to be felt, I feel like it made sense that his immediate reaction was, "I'll come back for all of you and just walk out." Because if he had started to do too much, I feel like it would have then undermined everything that had been done so far to keep him such a powerful figure without him having to do the most. And I love, this is also one of my favorite things, the end where the ants bite him and then he starts living his own loop. And then the crazy Babalawo comes
Preach,
back and says, "Oh, Mela, this
yes,
one is
this one is
evil.
wicked,
He's
yeah.
evil for you." I was like, "What?"
Yes, because you know, I was
And
thinking
you
it, like
know him,
I
once
was
he goes to
literally
fix
thinking it.
it.
I was like, this is wickedness, because he would never figure it out, because he's the only one stuck in the loop.
From where?
And the only
By
reason
himself.
this other guy was able to figure it out, because he was stuck in the loop with this other babe, and he
Yeah.
had
The
friends
fancy.
that were willing to help him and believed him. But this Zeno guy, he's
Yeah.
going to be in that loop for the rest of eternity, because his life is not even going to end. Like,
But can you
that's
imagine reliving the
wickedness.
night that your wife and everybody that you've been oppressing
Harassed you, and then you
was
now
able to be
beaten
free
by
from you?
an ant. Oh, that's wickedness. So I
Trying to
love
enter
this
your own
movie
car.
so much. I actually really enjoyed this movie, and I want to say that also this movie was shot in VI, because I recognized almost everywhere that they were. The supermarket, I've been there before. I was just looking, I was like, ah, I know this place. I was just everywhere looked so familiar to me, and I was like, okay,
Yeah.
very, very interesting. It was very interesting to me. The supermarket is, I know the supermarket.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, the movie was a very good one. I liked her hair. Very neat braids. Very, very neat braids and very
Those braids
simple.
were so pretty.
So I was
Oh
looking
my
at it, I
God,
was like,
this is something I thought of.
this braid made me want to
But I
get
was
braids.
watching it. Same. But honestly, I'm taking a break from braids right now. The braids I did in December, I messed with the front of my hair. I'm tired. I was watching it and I kept looking at Moffat Duncan and I was like, this man is huge.
Huge. I thought the same thing. I thought the same thing. This
I
guy's
was like,
huge.
and like, I thought about it during war, but I didn't think about it as much. For some reason,
Yeah.
I just kept looking at him and I was thinking, my God, it's the Hulk.
Yeah, he's huge. He's
Like,
huge.
it's the Hulk because what?
He's huge. Yeah.
And then in the same breath, I thought that, but then do you know who I thought of?
Who?
TM.
Oh, TM. Okay. Yeah, it gives off Hulk vibes as well. Yeah.
I saw it and I was like, Matt.
Yeah.
Because like
Yeah.
I can just imagine based off me when I stand beside TM, like standing next to Moffat Duncan and having to like sit up.
No, he's huge. He's so, like, I was looking at him, I was like, in the when he was in the couch, and then he was like when he was in the chair, when they brought the two of them to his bed, he was in the chair, and the way he positioned his shoulders, he looked so broad and so big. I was like, wow, this guy is so
He
big.
did.
And then when he
And
was
I
in the
think
window, when
the
he's like
casting choices helped as well.
very
Because
good.
having him
Very
be
good.
that, you know, big of a presence, quote unquote, as the villain
And
just
the way they
helps to
dressed him
add to
up,
the sort of,
the way they dressed him up,
yeah, it
the
helps to add
costuming
to sort
was
of
so
the
good.
menacing
The
it
costuming
was. The
was good. It
costuming was
was
really,
very
really good.
simple. Honestly, the costuming even like showed where everybody was in life. Everything Eli was wearing was basically bent down select.
This damn
Everything
man was broke. And I
that
love how in
was
his
broke.
house, everything was dead secondhand and broke, but
Exactly.
that TV was
Exactly.
legit.
That's
He
meant for
shows
you.
the priorities that he
Yeah,
had. Do you
exactly. That's
get?
meant for you. That the electronics and whatever, TV, all those things will be like top
My man
notch.
sat down and was eating
Exactly.
one kind. I don't even remember if it was about poo or what.
Was it just
But the
me? Let me
TV
ask
was
you a
big.
question. This is not even about the movie or anything. I just found it interesting that even though Meizu and Kamsi obviously were supposed to be like love interests, they never kissed or anything in the
I
show.
was so
And I
happy.
was like, I liked it. But then I was thinking that is it because, first of all, I feel like she's older than him, like in real life, like older than him in real life.
Yeah.
And also
Nah,
maybe
that ain't never done anything before.
no. And also
Also,
like irrespecting, like they never even had like made them do anything
but then at the end, they alluded to
romantic.
the fact that, Loki, they probably
But on screen
got
they never did
together.
anything.
No, on
On
screen, they
screen
never
they
did
never did
anything.
anything.
And here's the thing, I liked the
I like
choice
that.
because
I really like that.
I
I
feel
really
like
like
it,
that.
we always put a romantic aside into everything that becomes like the main focus, and then we harp on
Exactly.
it too
It was
much.
there, but it
This
wasn't the
was a
main
side, it
thing.
was, by the way, it was very much like in the corner. Like, I didn't, it wasn't important. I didn't care about it. It didn't have any relevance. It was like, it was cute. And at one point, they
It was
almost
very
kissed and
cute.
the aunt beat him.
Yes, it was
But,
very upset.
like, we move. Like, I felt bad for him. I was like, oh, you missed your chance. But you
Did
know
you
what? We have things to do. Move on.
wait, did you clock their board when they were strategizing? They said juju, strong juju. The options were
Stop.
juju and strong juju.
Because one of these things is not like the other. You have to understand. It's not the same thing.
I like how both of them had like the same thought process when they realized they were in the group. They both went to, okay, they didn't go to church. The guys didn't go to church. She went to church. She
She
went
didn't
to
go
the
to church, yeah.
doctor.
No, they went to church. They went to church first, and the pastor said,
Oh,
this
yes,
one
it's
be,
true.
nothing is
It's
impossible
true.
for God,
It's
but
true.
this one
Should
be
they all went
very
there? They both went
difficult.
to church. They went to church. Oh my God. I like the witch, the woman that played the witch. She's an old Nollywood actress, but I can't remember her name. Oh, she's
I
grown,
just
like
remember
she's
thinking, what
changed
is this
so
woman
much.
saying? What is she
No, she's
saying?
changed so
Because
much. I was trying to find her name, but then I slept off. But yeah, no, this one thing I really took from this movie was I really liked how it made me feel. I literally had goosebumps thinking about the message they were trying to pass across. I felt it. I was like, oh boy.
It was nice. It was really, really nice. And general PSA to my dear darlings, who I love so much in general. This is how you do simple but pointed to say. Because you could tell that there was an ambition to try and do something different, but it was simple enough that the difference was clear. Like, it didn't feel like too much was being thrown. It wasn't everything on the kitchen sink.
Exactly.
It
And
was very clear, very precise.
this is when I say every
And
week,
for a
have
debut.
so many stories to tell. We have so many stories. Like, this is a Jackpot movie. This is literally our story. This is a lot of Nigerian reality. This is, like, when I say we have stories to tell, stop trying to do Avengers for crying out loud. Stop trying to do a. What I don't understand. Let
Let
us
me not
pick,
lie.
sell our own stories. Please tell me you are doing an Avengers
Let
movie.
me
No,
not
you
let,
didn't.
no, let me not lie. No, God forbid. I who? I what? Please, please. Who do you think I am?
Hey,
What do you
God.
take me for?
I
Like,
thought you were writing an
going into this,
Avengers.
obviously, I didn't know. Well, I didn't really like, I love the Avengers and I love Marvel, but please, this. We keep those things to the Americans. They can't keep the
Exactly.
nonsense. Obviously, like, I saw the trailer and I was like, okay, somebody's
I
going to
didn't.
Jaffa. I expected the hijinks. I know you didn't. You never watch the trailer. You try to avoid them, which I think is a good idea. But I very much expected the hijinks to be like, okay, he has gotten his visa, has gotten the money, something will go wrong, or they'll steal the money, and then he's going to start all over again. So when we hit the point where they stole the money,
You
I
already
was
like, oh
like, hey,
God.
Jesus.
Do you know when I started
I was
rolling
like,
my
oh,
eyes?
I paused it.
Do you know when I started rolling my eyes? It was when he said, my village people
When?
won't though. I said, you've
When?
jinxed it. Now you've jinxed it. And I knew that.
See, immediately I
I
was
thought
like,
it was going to be a situation
hi.
of, village people chasing him. Because the way he said, my village people won't though, I was like, okay, now you jinxed it.
And
I'm
like, the thing is, I
okay.
get that. Like, that's like, I didn't, I wasn't mad at the statement because obviously, like, Nigerians were weird like that. We will say it. But like I was like, oh God, this is going to turn into one of those, isn't it? Then he got to go and sell, he got to feel like he was going to sell the car. The guy was bad him 300,000 for the nonsense car. They now stole the money from him for the car. I was like, we're about to start nothing. And then we went through the full day. He stole the money from her. Because at first I was like, why is Wekari an empty suitcase up and down the place? He now gets to school. He says, can I have my 100K up front? His friend has transferred 500 to him. She gives him the money from her locker. And then he sees the money and thinks to himself, I'm going to just take that. Takes it, goes to the airport, gets on the plane. I'm like, oh,
You know, I thought she
what's the rest
cursed
of the film going to be about? I was like, what's the rest of the film going to be about then? And then he slept off. I woke up and then he was Tame the Oliver again. I was like,
when he said, what a
what are we
weird
doing
dream.
here?
I was like,
I was like, oh, he dreamt
okay.
it all. Okay, maybe now he can, like, avoid his mistakes. I was like, I was trying to be like, okay, maybe there's a little. And then it happened again. I was like, ooh, I'm listening. Like, I literally went from, like, when it started, by the first time loop, I paused it again to check how many minutes into the movie I was. And I remember thinking to myself, this is going to be a long morning for me. And the thing is, you had already sent me the your message. It seems like a message that she finished me. I didn't decide what things yet. He said, what was it? Something, was it 1,000 or 10,000%? Something like that. And I was like, well, that's excessive. Like in the back of my mind, I was like, ah, you like it this much. Okay. Ooh. So it got to that point. I paused it and I was about to text you. I knew you probably passed out, but I was about to text you and be like, this statement you've made, you come and explain it to me because what are you on about? But then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get a drink. I'm going to come back. I'm going to sit down. I'm going to take it in and I'm going to continue. And I continued and I was like, oh, work. So in
I
the back of
felt
my mind,
like,
yeah, and this is a general thing, obviously, because moving back home, I work in film. I've been making like a little list in my head of people who
if you want
currently
to
work
work
in film in
with.
Nigeria that I think I want to work with. When I tell you that she has shot right all the way to the top of the list. Because for a directorial debut, this is really good and it's an eye for detail and like making choices that tie together really well. And I think that's something that needs to be commended, like no questions asked, because it wasn't even like it's not like it's a complex film, but because it was just very detail oriented and like it had to, like the things had to tie together, because it wouldn't have worked if they, can you imagine if the ants were there the entire time and nobody had any clue what the hell they were there doing? And I'd be so annoyed. So I'd be like, why am I looking at ants? Also, I wonder what it was like to have those ants running up and down place on set. Because I don't like insects. I don't even, I was, like, I would
And
have been freaking out 24/7.
but were they actually ants? Wasn't that like a computer thing?
So I'm hope it could have been VFX. I'm not sure, but they looked so real that if they were VFX, then
Yeah, because they look
because
like how else would you train ants to just
they were
do what you want them to
keep
do?
going in the right line. Yeah. There are certain ones that I clocked were VFX, but like there are certain ones that I wasn't sure,
But like
which
they
I
were
think
done
was
very
really
well.
good. They were
Yeah,
doing
they were done
well.
very well. What I
I
wanted
was
to say
happy
as
about
well
it.
was this story was very simple and straight to the point. It wasn't
Yeah.
complex. Like when I say every week that these are the kind of stories we need to tell, these are the kind of stories we need to tell. Like I'm going to find that lady, follow her on Twitter, and tell her thank you
Don't
for this
worry, I'll send
movie.
you her. Well, no, my
Thank
phone is
you.
occupied. I will send you
I'm
her
going to
handle.
send her a very wonderful thank you message or tweet or whatever the kids are calling it these days. And just, appreciate her
Are
good
calling
work. I appreciate her for her good work because, yeah, like even though there were a few parts in the movie that I cannot even remember right now, I was like, these are the kind of movies that I really want to see henceforth.
Yeah.
These are the kind of
I would
movies.
say let's keep this alive next week, but who knows what we're watching next week yet. So
Do you
please.
know, like, this is the kind of movie I can watch again and again and again and again and just be
Oh,
laughing.
so I'm watching it again, and I haven't told my mom to watch a movie in a very long time. I'm texting her in a
Me
couple
too.
hours to watch this one.
Honestly, like, I was literally like, I'm going to send this to my mom to watch. I know she's going to really like this. The symbolism was
Yeah.
so sweet.
It was
It
amazing.
was.
And like,
I
think
think
for me, who is about to quote unquote Japada, it was very interesting to watch because Kamsi's mindset is very much my mindset. So I was like, I relate to you. I like you.
yeah, I feel like
Like
I'm
it
also
was
the
cute.
same. I'm not really the same with Kamsi in the sense that who's going to fix Nigeria? Like, I just want to be Nigeria because I genuinely love Nigeria.
Oh yeah, I can't say I can't imagine
But
living anywhere else because I've done it, but I don't
exactly,
like living
like I
anywhere
can't even
else.
imagine like living anywhere else. But like even though I'm currently not in Nigeria, I still feel like the need to go back. And not because I'm trying to fix
Yeah.
Nigeria, just because I like being in Nigeria. I enjoyed being in Nigeria when I was there. I never hated it and said, oh, I hate this place or whatever.
Which, to be honest, might make us crazy and probably need more therapy than I currently have. But
Yeah.
you know what? We like what we
Yeah,
like.
exactly. I just really liked it, and it's not even about fixing it, but yes, genuinely, like, oh man, I'm just so happy that
Good.
this movie
You said.
was made and it was done
I will
well.
say, I don't know who was in charge of the subtitles, but I have beef with that person because
Yeah, it
those
was
subs
so
were slow and it
delayed.
annoyed me.
Yeah, I was thinking it was my
Like
network
there was
or
a good,
something.
no, it was not your network because I was watching it on my TV. There was a good maybe 5 second delay
Yeah,
on every single sub and
everything.
it made me crazy.
Yeah, and then I had to like go off the app, Prime Video, come back and
Yeah.
see, and it was still the same. I was like, oh well, okay, no problem, let me
It
just
was the
continue.
time, it was the sync.
Yeah,
It was the sync on the
it
subs.
was
Because
not
there was stuff that
very well
was being
done.
said in Igbo
Yes,
that I
had
would
to
have to wait
wait
a good second
to see what
to
they were
find
saying.
out what they meant. Because I'm
Yeah,
like, I don't speak the language. I barely speak my own.
Abby. Yeah,
Because
but
those people.
besides that, I liked it. Okay,
Sync.
another part I remember that I didn't really like was everybody's reaction to receiving the money at the end. Like, they just helped you get out of debt. Everybody just smiling. Like, nobody was like jumping for
Well, yeah, it
joy.
was a bit.
It was
Yeah.
underwhelming.
I also feel like nobody was suspicious enough of how they got the money for it. The only person that was suspicious was his landlady.
Yeah, and that's because she knew.
But was
Yeah.
like, watch me, thank you. Where'd they get the money from?
Yeah, I feel like it could have been, and this is why I feel like sometimes we rush the end. I don't really feel the end was rushed, but I feel like maybe they didn't just want to put more time into like people having reactions, right? The movie was already getting
Yeah.
long. But I feel like,
Yeah.
yeah, like I would have liked to see people be like, come on, what's going on here? How did you like, even if just one or two people, right?
And I know they had
Also,
told them before. The thing is, they told all of them beforehand to come because they were going to help them sort out their
that's another
performance. I
thing, it's
guess that
true.
ties into it.
Yeah, so they probably
Because
already
they all
had
knew
that.
why they were there.
Exactly. Yeah, that's another thing. Because when I walked into a party, I was like, party here, but then it made sense because everybody they already had a list of everybody that he had offended or
Yeah.
he had taken
Yeah, taking
advantage
money
of.
from mine. Abby was owing
Exactly.
him, yeah.
So it made sense that they were able to contact everybody and bring them to one place, and then probably
Yeah.
they had probably explained to them before that this was going on. Also, I like the fact that none of their friends followed them to steal the money because they all knew that if they die, they are dead. They are not in
Abby,
time loop.
look of boys,
Oh.
I'm not in the loop with you.
Exactly. I like that. I like that reasoning. Also, there's something else I just wanted to say right now and I forgot to. Okay, yes, I remember I liked that because when the thugs were pointing guns at everybody in that car, remember I was like, you're not going to shoot
Yeah.
everybody. And then the main thug was like, oh God, we can't shoot everybody. And I was like, hey, thank you. Thank you.
Really
Because remember I
though.
was like, you can't shoot everybody. If they all stand up to you, you have to leave. You can't shoot everybody. Is this going to be a massacre?
Y'all got
No.
what? 6 bullets apiece?
So he was just like,
How
okay,
many
we
of
can't
them
shoot
are going to
everybody,
die?
which made sense to me, but also like it made sense to me, but then the way they just walked out was kind of like, you wouldn't have any loyalty. Like they could have just
Underwhelming.
stood down, like stood back instead of walking out. But even still, like it was a bit underwhelming, but I didn't really mind it because they really made the man suffer at the end. No, that was so
It
sad.
was the
But
endless
yeah.
loop of him just walking out to the car and getting beaten by the ant
Yeah,
zombie. And I
and
was just like, ooh, karma.
I like how they wrote the end with question mark because obviously it's not the end.
For him,
I don't
yeah.
necessarily think that that means it's going to be a part two. I hope there's no part two. Just leave it here and keep it
I was going to
sweet.
say,
Just keep
let
it
me just tell
sweet.
you people now. Don't try me. Don't try it. Leave
I don't
it
think
alone.
I don't think that means there's going to be a part two. I just feel like that means that it is not the end for him. Like there's
Yeah,
no
like he's
end
going
for
to just continue
this
suffering. I
character
want to live
exactly.
in my fantasy world where Zeno just continues to live in that endless loop and he's suffering.
Omo,
I
like
don't need to
that
see it
is.
happen, no. Let's just continue.
If that could happen to one or few of our leaders, man.
You? Just you?
I was trying to be
You
nice.
know.
I was trying
Okay,
to
look
be
who you are trying to be nice to.
nice. But
Again, I
yeah.
ain't got much skin in the game yet because I was not there. I couldn't vote, but. A large number of them need to be stuck in meeting to a time loop. The
Yeah.
other things.
Yeah, I like the symbolic element of stealing from the actual like oppressor and giving
The
back.
Robin Hood thing,
Yeah, the
yeah.
Robin
It
Hood
was
thing.
nice.
It was nice. I like that. I just really enjoyed the movie, generally.
And I like the fact that we got to watch them stumble through the heist to get to the point where the heist makes sense. Because, like, Kimi, Mezu had to die twice for her to get the code. And from getting the code, they had to try entering in different ways to figure
And then
out how to
added
actually
all the
enter
ways together.
properly and, like, actually do it and just add everything together. It was. Also, and you know, the lettering that they use on screen, at first it annoyed me.
Yes, it did. But like,
I got
why?
used to it.
Well, yeah, why
Because I
this
was like,
part? But then I started
why
enjoying it at
really
the end as well. Yeah.
green?
Yeah. It
Yeah.
was like, it
My friend
was
got
green
it. I
and
was like, okay,
white.
this is cute. Yes, it was very.
Patriotic.
I was like, why are we using the Nigerian flag to? But then I understood the symbolism when we got to the end. I was like, okay, yeah, I get it. You know, Nigeria. Also, that Adira dress that she was wearing, that green one. Oh, I want that dress.
Very pretty.
I
I know.
need.
I was wondering why did she,
I
what was
want
she
that
waking up in
dress.
that dress? Then it made sense because she was not even in her house. She was sleeping
But
with.
you know, they said. But do you remember at the beginning when she left the house? When he dropped her off at home. He called her. She didn't pick up. She went inside. At his sign, remember, she puts lipstick on, turns off the candles. That's when we see the first three ants circling on the table, and then she walks out the door. So I saw her in the dress. I was like, oh, wow, she actually went. And then when we find out what he did, I was like, oh, this makes so much sense to me now.
I didn't know.
Because it really is always one of those things. Like, I saw it and I was like, I understood why she was in the dress, but like, I'm glad that it was. It linked back and then they made it clear eventually.
Yeah.
Because me, I knew what she was doing in the dress. But if you weren't paying attention, it wasn't too clear.
Yeah, well,
So I
I
like the
think I don't think I
fact
caught
that
that.
eventually they made her confess.
Yeah.
But then again, she had to confess that for it to make sense
But I
as
noticed
to
that every
why.
time Zeno was brought up, she had a weird reaction to it. And then I was wondering what
Yeah.
like why is happy to it like that anytime they bring up Zeno. But yeah, it made sense at the
And from the
end. It
start,
made
it
sense
was clear
even
that he
before the
was
end.
Kine.
Even for
Yeah,
the
because
end.
from the beginning, when he called her the first time when they were at the school event,
Yeah.
it was very clear that this man is trying to do
You know
something
another thing about
untoward.
that school event? When they did the school event, I was like, how does this make sense? Your random friend from IELTS class is coming to your school event. But then it made sense because of the way they now showed how their friendship actually developed, that they
Yeah.
would show up for each other in that type of way. I was like, oh,
That
everything
network.
just made sense. It just made sense. I like how the
Yeah, it
narrative was
was
going
nice.
in, and they're like, to Jack, well, you have to prove to them that you know how to speak English. I was like,
Not wrong
honestly.
though. Because people be out here writing IELTS and I'm like, you're from an English colony. What are you talking about?
Honestly, like it's so annoying, but yeah, it
So which
happens.
English better than they do? What do they mean?
Honestly, like if he was coming to the US, Americans don't even speak English well.
Americans don't speak English, period. They
That's
speak
what
American.
it's terrible, man. It's terrible. You need to see some of the emails I get. I'm like, what's
Oh, don't
going
worry. I work with
on
them.
here?
I know.
What is going on
Be looking at it,
here?
be thinking
I was
that's not
wanting to
how.
let you know. I was like,
Whenever I was, I'm like, whenever you were what? What do you
Exactly.
mean, whenever? What is
Exactly.
whenever?
Exactly. Do you know? Oh my God, Cody, I started saying that thing and I was like, no.
Listen, I'm begging you. I cover you with the blood of Jesus.
Because
Don't do it.
I hear it like that whenever. it's so crazy to me. Like I was like, wait, what? It doesn't make any sense. Like the English, the thought process of the English speaking does not make any sense to me. But yeah, we still have to prove to
Don't
them that we can
work.
speak English, and it's fine.
The language
It's
that all of us
fine.
have probably been speaking since we could speak.
Okay, so do you have anything else to add?
Honestly, I think I'm good. Like, as I said, it was a good movie, especially for a first time. I'm quite impressed with how it was done. I'm quite impressed with the story development and the progression of it. I'm also, and again, obviously, I watch everything with my producer hat. I'm quite impressed with the fact that, the details were paid attention to, because that's always my biggest pet peeve when the
Yeah,
details
you
aren't
know, the
paid attention
director
to.
has been a producer all this while and then blah, blah, blah. So it's like a
I know, and
plus.
you can tell. You can always tell when someone veers from production to directing, or switches the role towards the more story side of filmmaking versus the production side. Because our job is basically to just stay out of all the details all day. So the fact that that extra little attention is in there, and it made everything so, like, it was just, there were a lot of things that were precise that I was grateful for. Because most of my complaints are about things that if you had looked at the screen and you were looking properly and you were paying attention, you would have seen them.
Also,
And clearly they were
I
seen. It's only the camera was not shaking this week.
had congratulations.
Thank you,
I
Jesus.
have a little bit of an aside that just came to my mind when you're talking about production. This week I found out that there are actually continuity people on the set in Hollywood.
Yes, there's always continuous people on set. They're there to make sure
No,
that you follow the
I
script.
know what continuity is, but I never thought we had them because what
Oh, I
the
just didn't bother bringing it up to you because it's to make you
Yeah.
more sad.
So we have continuity people.
Oh, we
Like,
do.
I was watching something and then I don't want to say what it was, but they were like, oh,
And then you saw continuity, Abby.
he started off as a continuity person. And so I was like,
Oh, let me make it worse for you. There's continuity and there's script supervisors. Those are two different people. Yeah.
and they're paid.
Of course they're paid. I mean, what
Like,
would that?
wait, is it like a
What do you
volunteer
mean?
job? Because I feel like if
Oh my
it's a volunteer job and they just volunteer, like,
God.
oh, let me
It
help
is
you
not a
do
volunteer job, my dear
it.
darling. It
Because,
is very much paid work.
oh my God, so many Nollywood movies have terrible continuity. I was very
I guarantee you,
surprised.
you can't ask an intern to do
The
continuity.
funny thing is, I feel like I'll be very good at continuity because I would like, do you know what continuity entails? If you were drinking water with your right hand in the first shot, you have to drink water with your right hand in the second shot. But
You look
no.
at that was until you're tired.
Exactly, to be that right hand forever. To be that right hand until that scene has been shot completely. We don't have, I
Whatever
don't,
you
we
were
don't,
wearing, if it was
I
dirty in one
think,
place, it would be dirty in that place to
exactly.
kingdom come.
I think. Like, you know how I say, like, okay, so listen to like some behind the scenes stuff. I remember one time, like, he was saying something like the continuity person, should she come and meet them and be like, hey, so in the last shot, you raised your eyebrow up a little bit. Can you do that again? And I'm like, that is what continuity is. That's how detailed it is, right?
Yeah,
And
because
no.
sometimes actors do things and add them in, and the director likes it, so you need to make
Yes,
them remember so that they can keep doing it.
exactly. We don't have that note, but I'm sorry. Like, they should not call it that. We have maybe like people that are observing, observers, something like that. We don't have that in Hollywood
Observers.
because you will literally watch a Hollywood movie that the scene she had a bob wig, and in the same scene she had braided wig. What is the continuity? What in the world of continuity has that ever, like, does that make sense?
So what happened was, let me tell you what happened. They shot it the first time,
Leave me alone,
and
please.
it was her wig. It wasn't hair and makeup thing, it was her wig. So when they decided to do reshoots, she had
Oh
changed
God.
hair, and she forgot that the hair that she was wearing was
Leave.
the other hair.
So
And it
where's the
was too late for her
continuity?
to go back home to go and get the
So where's
hair.
the
So
continuity? That I said it's not continuity to
they were
observers.
just hoping for this.
No.
It's not their fault now. No, because like we have this rule where if we're filming like the short film that I just did, the actors obviously were wearing certain outfits and like there was like a fight scene, so things got rumpled up and roughed up, and like we couldn't shoot the last day until a very long time after. And I had to text every single person that was on set on camera, and I told them what you were wearing, you're either going to bring it to our office and we will keep it for you, or you are going to hang it up in the closet and forget it exists.
Don't touch it,
I
don't
don't
wash it,
touch it,
don't iron
don't wear it,
anything.
don't wash it, just leave it like that. And then even when we now had to film, we had to go and watch everything we had shot to that point to remember what people were
Exactly.
wearing, what they looked like. And we sent for like we send a screenshot from the timeline to each of the actors and be like,
As it
this is
should
what
be.
you looked like.
Exactly.
And like we had one guy who, like a genius, went to go and get LASIK. Meanwhile, he was wearing glasses in the film. So we had to take his old glasses, get the
Move the
lenses punched
lens.
out, and put clear lenses. That was expensive as hell. Just so that he would still be wearing glasses in the film.
Yeah, because imagine if you started wearing glasses in the beginning, no glasses at the end, no explanation. I mean, I'm sure
As
a few
in
people
the
will
film, because the
notice.
progression of the film is 24 hours. No, you will notice because it's a 24-hour thing. At what point in 24 hours did you
Oh,
go and get LASIK and now you can see without the glasses?
that's crazy.
You were wearing glasses to drive, now you're not wearing glasses. How?
That's crazy. So yeah,
How's that?
we don't have continuity in Hollywood movies. In most, let me just say in most Hollywood movies, please don't tell me that. So somebody will start off a scene wearing orange shirts, and before you know it's green. Please,
The
what kind
shirt
of
got dirty, pour water on it.
babalawo
And they
intentional
forgot to just restart.
nonsense?
The
Nonsense.
level of anger in you about this. I
Yeah, when I
really
heard
didn't know
that,
you didn't know. I thought you knew. I just never brought it up
no,
because I was
no, no.
like, there's no point making
You
you
know,
more
like,
frustrated.
let me tell you, yeah, I've never been on a Nollywood set, but I've watched so many Nollywood. In my mind, the way they do Nollywood movies is you're the
Yes,
weakest
you've told me this
offender.
before.
You're the angry uncle. Oh, yeah, fight. No script, nothing. So for you to come and tell me that there's continuity, because that's how the movies come off.
What you
In recent times, I see the scripting, but for you to tell me that somebody that has been in Nollywood for about 20 years started off at continuity. That means in early 2000s, he was doing continuity. You're trying to tell me there was continuity in early
nah.
2000s.
Yes, because
You're
they've
lying.
always
Shut
had
up. Shut up. It's a big lie.
script.
You know how government people create jobs just to, keep money.
To employ their
Collect
family members.
budget, exactly. That's exactly what that continuity position is. There's no such thing. Shut up. Please, I can never believe that. No matter if you like, show me on the casting, I'll be on the, when they are showing all the names, I say, this is the, I said, shut up.
I'll take a screenshot for
This
your
is
multiple films that you keep there.
a ghost employee. He never came to
What?
work. He never came to work
Ghost
one day in his life.
employee.
He never came to work in his life. Why would you tell me that nonsense?
Oh my
Imagine trying to hire a
God.
continuity manager or something, and then you don't ask him. Obviously, your resume is good to the movie you worked on. Let me go with the movie. I've been saying orange. You start with orange shirt and end there with yellow shirt. I think I'm blind. Are we doing a Roy
Actually do
Biv,
that
Colors
too.
of the Rainbow?
You're
I'm
like, so what
like,
films have you
so,
worked on?
yeah, go and watch it and
And
see
then
if
you
they
go and
actually
watch
did
one.
continuity very well. Come on. It's crazy. Anyway, so
Was a good
it's
watch.
a very good watch. My YouTube, I have a YouTube Nollywood recommendation, and I'm just going off of like
Yay.
how much I laughed watching this movie. Don't
Okay.
come and meet me that it's not an epic. I don't that here. This is YouTube Nollywood. And it is Police is Your Friend. I think it's a multi-part. I hope not, because it says Police is Your Friend
It's
one.
called Police is Your Friend.
Guy, let me tell you, the first scene in this
Oh, Father.
movie, somebody ran into the police station and said that they just robbed him. And Ruth Kadri was there looking at him with concern. She said, so all that thing I was saying was it was gunshot. I thought it was knockout too. I said, oh my God. I was laughing. Then after the guy finished crying and explaining to them, he said, yeah, come and register your case, 10,000. I was like,
Oh,
what? Yeah, it's just funny. It's just funny. Yeah, it's on YouTube. I'm going to add it to the playlist. Like I've said over and over and over again, let me know how you guys are enjoying these YouTube movies and if you're actually
please and
enjoying
thank
them.
you. And if you
Okay.
haven't, tell us also,
You're not done.
because the critiques and the comments help us too.
So yes, guys, that was our view for the movie Jaffa. Thank you so much for listening. Let us know what you think in the Spotify. I'm just going to do like a Spotify question and then the poll. Just like a comment thing. Let us know what you think. If you enjoyed the movie, don't forget to give us 5 stars and please participate in the
Please.
Spotify Q&A and the poll. Rate our episode and the show itself. Give us 5 stars. Any
And
other thing is
share.
the counterfeit.
It's for your pocket.
Please share.
Don't even
Keep
put
us
it.
in your pocket. 3 stars and below. Keep everything in your pockets. Don't even do it.
With
Just give
three.
us five.
Ooh, that's
Keep
not disgusting.
everything 4 and below in your pocket. Give us 5 stars and share with your friends, your family, share with your enemies.
Aunties, your uncles, your
Just
brothers, your cousins.
everybody that you know and follow us on all our social media platforms. Our Twitter is the most interactive. In fact, like, just follow us on Twitter. When we get Instagram
Genuinely.
and anything else, we will let you know. We have all those things, but they're not as active as Twitter.
We don't
So
use them.
yeah,
What is a human being?
we're busy human beings, is what it is. But yeah,
True,
let
it's actually more that.
us know what you think, and we will be seeing you guys next week. Bye.
Bye.